Hello, this is Bart reporting from Hayward, Wisconsin for the week of April 30th, 2018. This week's fishing report is more of an ice report, as we hear from local guides and bait shops while everybody wonders where to find open water for fishing opener weekend. First, we hear from Pat at Happy Hooker. He says, "We have some melting happening, but it is more obvious on the ground than on the lakes. Only areas receiving direct sunshine are clearing, and shaded areas are still covered. On the lakes, there is some ice movement away from the shorelines, but mostly where the sun shines on the north side of the lakes. On the north ends are almost always the first to open. Mid-lake and south ends are still solid. Reports last week indicated most of the lakes still had 26 inches and more of solid ice. Conditions are changing quickly. This past week brought an end to the ice fishing season, and consider any ice as unsafe at this time. Rivers and creeks are open and flowing well, with melting snow and ice adding to the flow, and concern for flooding along some river areas." Guide Steve Jensen at Hayward Bait says warmer weather is helping, but most lakes remained locked in ice. Lake Hayward has opened up, but most lakes will still have some ice for opening weekend. The Chippewa flowage might be open, as well as some of the smaller lakes with water flow. Plan accordingly. The streams are flowing nicely, and there are decent reports from those fishing trout and steelhead. But remember, it is still catch and release on the inland streams through Friday, May 4th. Mike at Jenks says he made a trip around the Chippewa flowage area last week to check conditions. The ice depth at that time was about 20 inches. The West Fork had thawed down to around Johnson's Resort in Moores Bay, and some areas are starting to break away from the shoreline on the east side. Ice on Little Round and Richardson's Bay is starting to get a bit sloppy, but there will probably not be open water for a couple of weeks. It appears the ice on Spider Lake still looks pretty solid. The flowage is also down about 6 to 6.5 feet from full pool, but based on a discussion with a local guide, some people believe it will fill up quickly this week. And finally, just a few dates as reminders. The general inland game fish season including trout and largemouth bass opens this Saturday, May 5th. Please note, smallmouth bass season in the northern zone is catch and release only through June 15th. Musky season in the northern zone opens May 26th. Finally, mark your calendars for June 2nd and 3rd and Wisconsin's free fishing weekend. That's all for now. This is Bart from Hayward. Until next time, good fishing.